Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, sitting in this morning for Joe Lynam. Now, we talk about a whole range of things, as you know, on this programme. We talk about interest rates, we talk about inflation, we talk about growth, we talk about energy, a whole platter of stuff. But are they reflecting what decision makers are thinking right now in Irish business? Well, my next guest can help us a little bit with that. That is Robin Russell, who is the Chief Commercial Officer with IP Telecom. And they've been talking and surveying the 500 largest and most impactful decision makers in Irish business to find out what's on their mind. And he joins me now. Good morning to you, Robin.
Good morning, Emma. How are you today?
Very good indeed. Now, you've been talking to 500 decision makers all across Ireland, asking them what's on their mind and some of the stuff we'd expect, some maybe less obvious. But I see energy right up there at the top. We know the government have brought in some supports there, both for businesses and consumers, but it still seems to be the thing that's top of mind for mainly people in Irish business at the moment who are very concerned still about it as we head into the winter.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, 40% of our respondents said that was their main concern when it came to running their business. I guess energy usage, whilst impacts certain sectors, mostly manufacturing and leisure, they're seriously impacted by those costs. It's an effect on everybody.
Now, we know there has been some government support, but based on your respondents, it doesn't seem to be addressing it fully. There seems to be, you know, some of it's been taken away, but there's still a lot of pain points there.
Yeah, it's still a major concern for all the businesses that we reached out to. You know, like I said, 40%, it's still a major concern.
Now, we know that the other thing that's out there is geopolitics. We know the tariffs from Trump, they started in April, they've fed in. We've got a 15% generalised tariff on European goods landing in the United States. Where are your respondents putting that one alongside the energy? And is there any particular aspects of it that concern them?
I think there's just a general uncertainty, a global uncertainty in the respondents, about 36%. And I think it's just, whilst not all are directly impacted by the tariffs, I think it's just a feed-through from the supply chain of not knowing what's going to happen next, because there just seems to have been a lot of constant changes in that. So I think it's just dampened down that kind of attitude towards the global economic situation.
Yeah, I presume planning is the key problem. They just don't know where the rates are going to be. They don't know who the carve-outs are going to be. I mean, it's very difficult. So what do you do when you respond to that? You tend to take investment off the table and you postpone things and you just not cut back necessarily, but you just keep stuff on the long finger. I presume that's what they're telling you.
Yeah, and what we see from that is we see a lot of companies looking for how to reduce costs, and that's not necessarily reduce costs by chopping away at things. It's looking for more productivity, so looking at how their systems and how their business can be with what they've got, rather than outright doing things like mass redundancies or anything.
No. Now, let's move on to that third area, which is labour shortages and wage pressures. That's reflecting, as you say, a full employment market. You've got it in the UK, you've got it in Ireland, most European countries, maybe not in Spain and a few other places, but most countries, pretty tight labour market. So that's feeding into pressure. Can I get the staff?
Getting the qualified staff, I think, is a big thing that we see an issue with. You know, Ireland is a very high-tech country. So there's always a squeeze on getting the right people at the right price. You know, the wage pressure does come somewhat whilst we've got in Ireland a lot of big companies like Meta, Microsoft, Amazon. They drive the wage pressure up for those skills, for that skilled workforce. And it does have an impact on Irish small and medium-sized enterprises.
Like, take your own company, for instance. Do you find the pressures now more intense than they were even 2 or 3 years ago when you came out of COVID?
It's harder to get more qualified people. I think, you know, with likes of Google, Meta, that's the epitome of where they want to be in their career. So there is a struggle to find the right caliber of people. We've been very lucky in that we've got a lot of long-standing and long-serving people. So we've been quite lucky with our workforce.
Now, just to fill out the picture a little bit more, when you take out Trump and you take out the issue of energy and a tight Lamarck, the other ones that are left behind, as if that wasn't enough of a list. We've also got broadband infrastructure, a supply chain disruption, which I suppose ties into the Trump effect. And then you have a surprising one maybe at the back end, which is office or commercial rents. So I know that market's been under pressure, but probably still hard to get the right kind of office solution for some people. And then there's those very lucky people who say we've no issues at all, which is about 2%. So an interesting, these issues maybe that get less coverage, like the property and rent piece and the supply chain, but they're still pretty important from what you're talking to.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, most businesses have rent of some description. And there's always, like I said, there's always been pressure in the rental market, in the commercial rental market. Not necessarily, I'm thinking post-COVID as well, where a lot of staff are wanting to work from home. A lot of businesses having to pay rent where they've got, you know, offices that aren't fully occupied 5 days a week. And with, you know, the telecom and broadband infrastructure, that is getting better in Ireland. As high-speed broadband and connectivity, which we focus on as a business, reaches out to the more rural and less populated areas. There's been big strides in that, and that's where, you know, one of our concerns is ensuring that the pace of infrastructure building continues out.
Yeah, I suppose people want a specific type of building, as you kind of referred to there, for fit-out. So there's a lot of overhang and there is vacant buildings all over the place, really, but they may not be what the companies are looking up for. And matching those two together is probably creating some kind of a pressure there as well. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you. It's a fascinating run through all the main issues as we head into the winter period. That is Robin Russell, who is from IP Telecom, where he holds the role of Chief Commercial Officer. And
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.